This is the Tiger 102.75.
Measles has now infected 2,280 people and killed 18 in the mainly Muslim border provinces of the south this year. The largest group affected were young children up to the age of 4. Songkhla's public health chief reiterated yesterday that the measles vaccination is free and is in line with Islamic principles. In a move to downplay locals' concerns the vaccine may be haram, which is forbidden in Islam, Utisak said that both the Shikun Islam Office and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation's legal team had approved the measles vaccine. Earlier this week, the Southern Border Province's Administration Centre's Deputy Secretary General told relevant officials to go on a door-to-door campaign in the Deep South to vaccinate children against measles. He said efforts must cover schools, as all children below the age of 12 must be vaccinated. He said officials must explain to community and religious leaders the necessity for locals to have the right understanding of the vaccine. Crime Suppression Division police yesterday arrested a former insurance agent who allegedly embezzled vehicle insurance money from around 50 clients. A 44-year-old from Mukdahan was arrested in Ayutthaya's Uthai district. He was accused of forging insurance policies for 50 clients who bought vehicle insurance from him. The client found out that the policy was forged when he tried to claim for damages following an accident, prompting the firm to conduct an investigation. The accused said he worked for the insurance firm for 2 years and he'd used all the clients' money, so he issued them fake policies. To cover up his misdemeanor, clients had contacted him after accidents and he would take their vehicles to get repairs at a friend's garage at his own expense. And the Immigration Bureau has officially launched the e-visa on arrival system yesterday that's expected to cut visa processing times to as little as 1 minute and reverse the downward trend of Chinese tourist visitation. A launch ceremony was held at Sawanapum Airport yesterday. The system's already been available at Phuket International Airport since this Monday and will be adopted at Chiang Mai on November the 26th and Krabi soon after. The request can be made up to 30 days in advance or a minimum of 24 hours in advance. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Loi Krathong to you today. The Region 8 police have been busy. They've seized more than 3 million methamphetamine pills and more than 100 firearms during a week of drugs and crimes crackdowns before Loi Krathong over 7 provinces. Police arrested a total of 109 suspects with 24 licensed guns and 84 unlicensed guns. Police have also arrested 138 drug suspects, seizing a total of 3,600,000 methamphetamine pills, 79 grams of crystal methamphetamine, 3.4 kilograms of marijuana, and 51 kilograms of kratom. The acting commander of the Region 8 Police says we are continuing to crack down on drugs and firearms in every area under our responsibility. Airports of Thailand has put the brakes on a second terminal scheduled to be built at Sawanapum Airport, pending steps to glean opinions from relevant parties, including the International Civil Aviation Organization. Several organizations, including the Council of Engineers and the Architects Council of Thailand, have railed against the plan, saying the proposed new facility is poorly located and veers away from the original Sawanapum Master Plan drafted back in 1990. An AOT source said the board agreed to put the construction of the terminal on hold in line with the management proposal. The company was also challenged by a failed bidder of the project, the SA Group, which said it was unfairly treated by the AOT in the bidding process. And His Majesty the King will provide T-shirts he designed for participants in the Bike Un Iraq cycling event, the first batches of which will be distributed nationwide on December the 1st and 2nd. His Majesty oversaw every detail of the shirt's design. The front carries the Bike Un Iraq logo and the back features cartoon characters of a family cycling. The cycling event will take place on December the 9th across the country. The King will lead the event by riding from the Royal Plaza to Latpop Park in Prapadang district of Samut Prakan province and back. Preparations for the event are also underway in the provinces, which will reveal their route soon. At least 30,000 people have already registered in Bangkok.